Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What did he say?
He said that
I resigned my position as DC at the NYJ.
No, not yet. He said the defense had, and I'm quoting now, a very honest meeting today, and he called yesterday's performance embarrassing. Embarrassing.
No, it was.
It was embarrassing.
It was very
embarrassing. If you guys get the actual audio, please effort that. We don't have that currently speaking, but yeah, embarrassing.
Well, it was embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I heard audio. I want you to hear this from Ty Johnson of the New York Jets because it inspired me. I was actually just inspired. I just heard it, and it fired me up. Ty Johnson of the New York Jets, yeah, running back, had a couple of big catches in yesterday's game on third down. His thoughts on the new Jet quarterback, Mike White.
He's a stud, man. Come on now. It's Mike White.
He's a stud, man. Come on now. That's Mike White.
Like he's talking about James Bond or something.
Dude,
like that.
Dude, make the t-shirts. That's a stud.
Come on, man. That's Mike White. That's Mike White right
there.
Do
you not know who he is? He's Mike White, damn it.
That's Mike White. He's a stud.
I'm pumped up. Thank you, Ty.
That is good for him. Supporting his guy, right?
Yeah. Come on, man. That's Mike White. How do you not know?
I know.
Let's all recognize.
Come on, man. That's John Wick. You don't mess with John Wick. He's a badass. I give him credit for that. Listen, in an embarrassing loss, I don't know.
You're looking for something?
Like the defensive coordinator came out and said exactly what he should have said. Because anything short of that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
We had a very honest meeting today. I love to see how that meeting went. Coaches blame the players. Players blame each other.
Well, that's what I'm
curious
about.
Players blame the coaches. Like, you know what I want to know? If I could talk to the head coach today, I just want to know one thing. Why was it so difficult for you guys to prepare for and defend the screen pass? Because that's the only play they ran over, where Matt Jones threw the ball.
Over and over, right? And over again. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's it. He did not throw the ball in the air more than 10 yards down the field once.
Dude, but
completed.
You're right, though. When you're in a meeting like this, does someone look at Quincy Williams and say, you were good for the first few weeks, why do you stink? Like, what's the discussion when they have an honest? Because that would be my honest thing. If we're really having an honest meeting, I'd say, hey, Quincy, thought you were awesome. You disappeared yesterday. What's up with that?
Right.
Is that what's discussed in these honest meetings?
If you think about it, to be fair, in the 6 games the Jets have played, if you take a look at the quarterbacks that they've played against, they weren't going up against the best.
No.
Right?
No, not at all.
This was not a game where you said, oh, God, you know, we have to try to stop the high-powered offense of what? Right?
Dude, think about it. You're so right. Who is the best quarterback they face so far? Matt Ryan or Ryan Tannehill? Take your pick.
I mean, yeah.
And they are middle of the pack in this league.
And
Sam Darnold.
Tannehill.
Yeah, right? Well, the thing that makes no sense about this football season, especially over the last few weeks, is the fact that the Jets beat the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, yep, who then proceeded, after they beat Jacksonville, to beat the Buffalo Bills and destroy the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Like, they feel right now as the team to beat in a lot of ways in the AFC.
The Jets motivated.
They won't come up.
They responded.
They won't come up.
And I'll tell you another one. If you want to talk about the Jet defense, The Jet defense gave up 26 points to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos suck.
Yeah.
And dropped the 26 bone on you.
Look,
right?
Overall, their defense hasn't been the problem this year. And I think in a lot of ways, we both have said they've played over their heads. Well, it came crashing down yesterday.
Yes it did. And no other team in football is going to give up 54 points this year. That ain't going
to
happen.
And they gave up 54 points to Mac Jones on mostly screen passes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tackling sucked.
Ugh.
You know, coverage sucked. Like, what are we doing?
Ugh.
You know, they ran the same play over and over and basically said, there's no reason to run another play. You can't stop this one.
Once you prove you can stop it.
Yeah, it's like the old Washington Redskins and John Riggins. Here comes the off-tackle run. Stop it.
Yeah, when you stop it, we'll adjust.
Right, we'll change our game plan when you catch up to it.
And they never did.
No.
They never did.
I mean, listen, I don't want to make it any worse than it already is, clearly.
I mean, it's already pretty bad.
What I do this every single game, even when I watch every play of every game. I like to go to the play-by-play chart. I like to see how, you know, drives ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a thing I do. I can't tell you why.
And they
I do
say
it.
I'm a geek.
I like to do this, Evan. I do it all the time. Okay,
yeah.
So the first drive of the game.
He got sacked. I remember this already.
No, not the first. I'm talking about, I'm looking at the Jet defense here.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Yeah. Oh, that ended with a touchdown, Craig.
I ain't ready.
That's how I know how that ended.
Four plays, 65 yards, 2 minutes and 17 seconds. It's 7-0. Thanks for showing up, everybody.
Yes.
All right? You ready for the next one?
That would be a touchdown as well.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you when I stop remembering. It started with touchdown,
so
field goal.
Two possessions, two touchdowns.
Then there was a field goal.
Three possessions, three scores.
Then I think it was another touchdown.
Four possessions, four scores.
And
it was
then
a 12-play, 73-yard drive touchdown.
So what are we up to now? We're up to 24?
4 for 4.
So they gave up 31 in the first half. So then the final drive of the first half was another touchdown.
4 for 4. Okay.
Right. Now I'm fuzzy, I have to admit.
Okay. The Jets get stopped on the 4th and 1. Fifth possession, touchdown.
Then they fail on the 2-point conversion.
Right. That's 5 for 5, Ev.
Then I'm going either, I think it was a field goal.
Well, the Jets get their touchdown.
Right,
of course,
after the Jets touchdown. The Patriots kick a field goal, or they score another
after
touchdown.
After that, they kick the field goal. That's called 6 for 6. Okay.
So now we're at 34.
Jets, of course, throw the interception. After that, the Patriots actually punted.
When did that happen?
Okay.
There was a punt in this game?
7 possessions to start the game off. 6 scores, 7 possessions.
So
okay?
Then they scored 3 more touchdowns.
Well, then the Jets throw another interception.
Right.
Okay? Touchdown, 7 for 8. Next possession?
Touchdown.
Touchdown, 8 for 9.
Yes.
Okay?
And then the next one? Touchdown.
Next possession? Touchdown. 9 for 10.
9 for 10.
9 for 10.
And that's it, right? Have we gotten to the 54 yet?
Then the Jets fumble. Of course. All
well,
right.
Then they scored another touchdown.
No, then the game ended.
Oh, then they just nailed it.
They took the three.
Wait a second. So let me get this straight there.
10 possessions,
Craig.
9 scores.
So the Patriots scored on 9 of 10 possessions. There was one punt in this game.
One punt.
And what was the score at the time of the punt?
The Jets
went down by what?
They punted. So when they
34-13, I think it was
punted. Yeah.
I mean, that is pound for pound.
Yeah.
Especially when you think of the quarterback. With all due respect to Mac Jones, pound for pound, that's the worst defensive performance in the history of the franchise. Like, I can make
How
that
about
argument
in the history of the league. The New England Patriots had 10 possessions. They scored on 9 of them. 9 of them.
Brutal.
Okay?
Brutal.
That's right. And by the way, had they gone for it on 4th and 4 from their own 47, they probably would have converted that as well.
Yeah, at that point, that was Bill saying, all right, we'll take it easy.
Right?
Ugh.
That was him giving us a break. 9 out of 10, though. Well, so the defense today, apparently, and I guess this will come out over the course of the next 24 hours as guys talk and go to social media and whatever. The defense today had an honest conversation. They have tomorrow off. They come back on Wednesday. What would you think took place in that honest conversation? You have the audio, guys? I know you're pointing at me. What was it about? What do you have the audio for? Just tell me.
The stuff about him saying it's embarrassing. He didn't mention the meeting.
Okay, this is Ulbrich, though? All right, play it.
Embarrassment, anger, everything imaginable from that standpoint. It's just, it's inexcusable, and it can't happen again.
There you go. I mean, he sounds somber, sounds pissed off.
I don't know what happens in that room. Does every player talk about why they didn't do a good job? How does that handle?
I mean, that's a good point. The old school thing is, if you do your job, you're fine, right? If all 11 guys do their job, collectively, the defense plays well.
Right.
I mean, it's an old school thing,
but is
right?
that how it's handled?
None of them did their job.
Right, so does John Franklin Meyer stand up and say, okay, here's where I failed, and then specifically talk about where he failed? Because what does an honest conversation sound like? My honest conversation is ripping every individual player and how pathetic that they played.
When they look at it, I assume they did a film thing today. I don't know. Right. I don't know that to be factual.
So they have to watch this again?
Well, you have to. Or you pull the old Rex Ryan. We're going to take today's game film, we're going to walk out to a field in Florham Park, and we're going to bury it or light it on fire.
That. I'm sure that'll happen by Wednesday
now,
or Thursday.
Now, that was Rex Ryan's move, you may remember famously.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of coaches have done that type of thing, right? Do you think Robert Sala took the game film and lit it on fire?
Yeah, they'll do some shtick like that, I'm sure.
Or buried it, or, you know, take it like, go to like an axe throwing type thing.
Yeah.
Which we should do at our tailgate party.
Yeah.
I was thinking about
that. Can we destroy that? The tape of the Jet Patriot game?
Maybe that's what we'll FSU. We'll show up like a VCR tape. We got one laying around, I'm sure, in this building.
And by the way, depending on how the Giant Chief game goes, we may have to burn that tape.
Yeah, but we're going there pregame. Oh, yeah, you're right. Duh. Right.
Hi, how's it going?
Duh. Good call, my bad.
Thank you.
I'll own it. I'll eat it.
That's all right.
Plus a lot of wings next Sunday. Can't wait for that. The owner of Red said, listen, he's got wings put aside.
Oh.
And I go, listen, I'm a man of the people. I don't want anything put aside. You put them right in front of me and first come, first serve. Of course, I'm getting there at 9 in the morning.
I know. You're going to be eating right in the get-go.
You know, and also it happens to be the New York City Marathon that Sunday. Now, that has no impact on me. I live in Jersey. I'm staying in Jersey. Could have an impact on you.
How would it have an impact on me?
I don't know.
I live in Westchester. I'm going to drive around New York City. Like, I go over the Tappan Zee.
Oh, you going Tappan Zee?
Obviously,
you
now
going Tappan Zee? Go to Palisades, little Palisades.
Go Tappan Zee,
Garden
the Palisades,
State Parkway,
straight down.
Turnpike.
Yeah.
Boom.
When I went to MetLife for that Jet preseason game, that's exactly the route I took.
That was your test drive?
Yeah.
How'd you do it again? Tappan Zee, Palisades?
Tappan Zee, Palisades,
yeah,
to wherever. Jersey Turnpike, I guess. Exit 16W, MetLife Stadium.
All right, just checking. Just making sure everything's on board.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I know it's the marathon. And it's also the clock-changing day.
Is that the same day?
Same day.
So we have an extra hour of rest before.
Correct.
I hate the clock-changing day.
Yeah.
Because even though you get the extra hour that day, great. You know how depressing it is when it's dark at 4 o'clock? It's awful.
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes!
Yeah.
That's where we're headed. We are headed towards 4:30, pitch black outside.
By the way, I don't want to be the bearer of like the skies falling, but I was watching the news during the last break. This storm that's coming in that's going to drop up like 9 inches of rain on the area, they just told people don't drive anywhere from like 7 o'clock till tomorrow.
I'm going to the Nets game.
I'm just telling you, Evan. They're saying that this is like if this were snow. We're talking like 4 feet of snow.
Are you serious?
I know it's rain. They're talking like 60-mile-per-hour winds and crazy rain.
I have a slight issue. I don't know if you're aware of
this
issue.
I'm not coming in tomorrow.
I parked my car already at Barclays Center.
Yeah.
So if I choose not to go to the game, I still have to go to Barclays Center and get my car. And at that point, Craig, if I'm right in front of Barclays Center, why wouldn't I go in to watch the game?
Well, they're also,
it would almost be unfair.
You should check on your car, by the way.
What does that mean?
Well, they're saying that they're towing cars throughout the five boroughs because of flooding.
Stop it.
Okay.
Don't start with me.
Yep.
You're trying to put the fear.
Abundant lightning, pockets of heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, and tornado.
By the way, I'm looking at the forecast hour by hour, and I see it getting bad at about 11 o'clock midnight.
That means the power's going to go out because my power always goes out because JCP&L sucks like Comcast sucks, and I will come in on shower tomorrow.
I got a brilliant idea for your sake
and
for your wife's sake. You ready for this? Come with me to Barclays, watch a little Nets Wizards. After the game, we come back, just hang out at the studio, maybe even do a little overnight, and then go to sleep.
I mean, I'm not
here at the office.
I'm not an intern anymore. Like, I do have a home to
go to. Let's
go! You know?
Let's have some fun!
I'm not knocking interns. Like, that's an intern move. That's like intern. That's like when you're 23. I'll just sleep on the couch at the office.
It's a one night thing, man.
When you have a family at home, you don't sleep on the couch in the office.
I understand, but I think our families are going to want us to be safe.
I'll get home in time.
Okay.
I'll be home at 8:15 tonight.
The offer was there, bro.
I'm just saying, like,
could have joined me in the BK at the Clays.
It's not the Clays.
It is the Clays.
Yeah, like, honey, I'll be sleeping on the couch. No, you won't.
Like, she'd say no.
You're 40 years old. You don't sleep on couches in offices anymore. I'm just saying. That's, I know. I'm sorry, but Mac. I know
that's
you
kind
do.
Of my new routine. So
I know you do, but, you know, what do I say? I apologize. I'm looking at you as I'm saying it never dawned on me that you have slept on the couch in my office many nights.
Yeah, not in your office.
No, that's,
yes.
That's my office.
The one, the other, yeah, the adjacent yes. office with the couch yeah, is
that's
your
my,
office.
That's
too?
Also that's my ancillary office.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's why. What do you think? There's video games in there.
There's not.
That's
anymore.
My what?
There's not anymore.
That's my relaxation.
They
office.
Moved
there's,
the video they games the 2 weeks games. Ago.
2 weeks just as
without my permission.
Yes, they moved it. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's been moved into that that big
the little alcove where
my video games got moved out of my ancillary office.
Yes.
Who proved that? Or is that Izzo just doing things on his own again?
Yeah, I believe it's Izzo because it's in where Izzo's office used to be, the little alcove yeah.
where
right
there. Someone threw soda against the wall out of anger. That one?
Oh, who that did that? Was?
I don't know who it is, but someone did. Someone got pissed off about, I guess, the schedule.
Really?
Threw like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Was that McMonagle when he saw where he was on the schedule?
McMonagle's working more than anyone on the staff right now that's not full-time on air.
Right.
He's getting more shifts than anyone.
No.
Busy guy.
Yeah, he's
I
doing,
wouldn't say that.
He's on tonight from 7 to 7:30.
I think Sean Morash is getting more shifts. I think Danielle should. McCartan is getting more
yeah.
shifts.
Yeah.
Evan's trying to poke me right
no,
now.
No, I'm giving you the facts. I listen to the radio station.
Listen, they all do great jobs, too.
You don't feel that way.
I do feel that way. No,
no you don't.
I think everyone on the air does a great job.
You don't
I
feel that way.
I absolutely
you feel like
that
you're
way.
Better than whom?
I feel like I do a really good job. I feel like my show is as entertaining as any. That's what I would say.
You can't feel that way.
I do feel that way.
You can't feel that way.
I can't feel that my show's entertaining. Why?
No, but there's people on the air that you don't like, and you're just not having the guts to say it. Like, hey, I don't think that show is
Have
good.
You listened to your show?
Have I listened to my show? Many yeah. a time, yes.
You listen to it like driving home to critique
Correct.
Yourself?
Yes.
For real?
For real.
I don't think you do.
Well, I listen to an hour and a half, because that's usually how long it takes me. I don't listen to the whole show
okay.
all the time.
Fair enough. I think but you yes. should listen to it. Good.
I do listen to it.
All right. Good for you.
And it's wildly entertaining.
Wildly entertaining
it keeps me
or just
awake
entertaining?
Every time I'm yet to fall asleep while driving and drive off the road.
Wait a second. So if, let me get this straight because I'm a little confused. If you're always listening to yourself on the ride home, you've never heard anyone else on the fan, so you don't even know if they're
That's
any
not
good.
True. I do like you do, and I re-listen to it on the great app the station has with the rewind feature.
I don't buy it.
It's easy. You click on it, you can go scam through any part of the day. Yeah. What a wonderful app that Odyssey app is. Really tremendous.
Billy's in Howard Beach on the fan. Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
What's up, kiddo?
Not much. Guys, I just want you to know, first and foremost, I love the show, and I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, Craig.
Well, it's very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to bring light to the FDNY, the NYPD, the EMS, and a lot of city workers did do a march today to oppose the mandate. They went across the Brooklyn Bridge, and they went down. They started at Metro Tech J Street, and I just think... It just shows that no matter what your differences are, the government, you know, you got to give us the freedom. You know what I mean? And people all coming together for this because...
Yeah, it was interesting.
I
didn't see your stuff today, Billy, so I appreciate you calling us up about it. But it was an interesting, like, the groups of people that were out there outside of Barclays were, appeared to be groups of people that typically don't agree on issues, and they were in lockstep,
right.
which was fascinating.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing here. It's like we're finally realizing that we don't have to agree on everything
right.
to come together on a few things, and we can respectfully agree to disagree on some other
that
things.
That I like. I'm with you on that, Billy.
Well, hopefully your march went well today.
None
you
of
guys
us,
got the outcome you wanted.
None of us agree with everything, so that does make a lot of sense. And what I'm also hopeful for is that the protest is no longer at Barclays Center.
Dude,
so that
there is
I can just go in and not have to worry.
There was a thing on the news last night. There's a guy out there wearing a MAGA hat staying next to a guy wearing a BLM hat on the same side against the same thing, the mandates.
That's right.
And I'm like... Someone's got to, you know, freeze frame that photo.
Imagine someone telling them that three
yeah.
years ago.
Like, in a weird way, it was awesome. You know, I mean, it got out of control, obviously. Yes, it made people feel unsafe, but the reality is that I saw, I go, you gotta be kidding me. They hate each other.
So they had a protest at City Hall. That's good. That's where you protest.
Not a big protest guy personally, but.
Oh, come on. Our country was built on one giant protest. Why do you hate that? Why do you hate that line?
Because it's not 1776 anymore, man.
So? Oh, it's not 1986 anymore, yet everybody's talking about today's anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Just
as a matter
of fact. It's the past doesn't mean we should ignore it.
35 years ago today.
And the pitch by Stanley at a ground ball, trickling. It is a fair ball. Gets by Buckner. Rounding third night. The Mets will win the ball game. The Mets win. They win.
Unbelievable. The Red Sox in stunned disbelief.
Mets haven't won a World Series since then.
And by the way, look at all the teams in the division now. You see all of them? The Washington Nationals won a World Series 2 years ago. The Philadelphia Phillies won a World Series 13 years ago. The Atlanta Braves are currently in the World Series. The Marlins have won two since the Mets won their last. Let's take a look at the leaderboard in the National League East. It's freaking pathetic.
Feel better now?
But to quote you, it's not 1776 anymore.
It's not.
It's also 1986 it's anymore. Not. So let's just keep living in the past. Oh, that night was amazing. Guess what? I'm a 38-year-old man. I don't remember
and
that
the pitch
night.
By Stanley at a ground ball, trickling. It is a fair ball. Gets by Buckner. Rounding third night. The Mets will win the ball game. And the pitch by Stanley at a ground ball. Quickly.
How many times you want to play?
And the pitch by Stanley.
And the pitch by Stanley.
And the pitch by Stanley.
And the pitch by
and
Stanley.
Pitch by Stanley. At a ground ball. Quickly. It is a fair ball.
Gets by Buckner. Rounding third night. The Mets will win the ball game. They Mets win.
And the pitch by Stanley.
That's it. All right.
Mickey Wilson.
Oh! Then.
Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner.
I mean this.
35 years ago tonight.
I really mean this, and I can't be alone thinking this. There's starting to be a resentment towards that moment and that team. Because much like the Jets winning Super Bowl III, I'm sick of hearing about it. I am so sick of hearing about the past now. Now we need something in the future. Just like I'm sure you as a Knicks fan, as a great Knicks fan, you're sick and tired of hearing about Willis Reed dramatically walking on the court in Game 7.
That's different.
I know. But the point is this. I love history as much as anybody. But can we have something now?
No.
Dude, I was 3 when that happened. There are people listening who just know about that in a textbook,
no.
Like 1776.
Yeah,
the
no.
Same thing with Super Bowl III. The same thing with Willis Reed. Like, I get it, and I respect it, and I know how happy everybody was, but if you're under the age of 40 and you hear my voice, that's not a memory for you. That's an article in a history book for you. When are we going to have ours? When are we going to have ours? And that's all I've got to say about that.
We're not anytime soon.
Thanks.
We are not anytime soon. Sadly, we're not. I mean, that's the reality. We suck. We suck across the
board. First of all, you no longer get the right to use the word we. You Yankee fan, you.
What happened?
Huh? You don't get to say we anymore. The we has been disqualified.
Ooh, speaking of the Yankees, got a little inside skinny on the lack of popularity of Gerrit Cole inside the New York Yankee clubhouse. Wait to hear this story.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Our city workers, many of them NYPD, FDNY, and others who do have this new vax mandate set to them by Mayor de Blasio that if they do not get their first shot, I believe it's by November 1st, which is Monday, they will be forced to go on unpaid leave. Mm. Correction officers have until December 1st. That's because there's a shortage of them. So there are about 5,000 or so men and women strong who marched to City Hall today saying, listen, you know, we're blue-collar men and women. We need that money to pay our rent and mortgage and take care of our families. And we're not a risk to anyone. So why are you forcing this on us? So that's what that movement was about today, which is similar to the one last night that you may have seen yesterday afternoon outside of Barclays Center prior to the Nets game.
When you're,
so that's what it is.
The thing is, when you're marching at Barclays Center with signs that free Kyrie, it now becomes about one person.
Yeah.
When you're marching over the Brooklyn Bridge and a City Hall, it's no longer about one person.
Nor
it's about a lot of people. Right. And so to me, it just it's different. It just comes across different.
A couple of people online say that we might be responsible for a rash of highway traffic accidents because McMonagle's show is horribly boring and someone is going to fall asleep and crash if they haven't already.
Wow.
So welcome to being a talk show host in New York.
Welcome.
I just want to make you feel like the rest of us.
I take that as a badge of honor. We talk about me for 2 seconds, 100%. And I get, you know, killed on Twitter. I got it, too.
100% a badge of honor.
Yes.
And you should take it as such.
I do.
What did I tease going into that break there? Something
Garrett
I want to
Cole
pay off.
Being somebody that you always knew he'd be.
My man Pots and Pants, check this out. So when the spider attack thing went down with Garrett Cole this past year, a veteran Yankee decided, well, let's have some fun with it because that's the easiest way to get over, you know, a lot of issues is to laugh at yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Brett Gardner, the longest tenured Yankee by far, decided it would be funny to have a little fun at Garrett Cole's expense and put some spider tack out where Garrett Cole gets dressed and all that stuff, right? And to make fun of the issue at hand that Garrett Cole was quote-unquote cheating and using the sticky stuff, right? Well, guess who didn't appreciate that little attempted humor, Evan?
Sir Spider-Tack himself.
Yes. Garrett Cole did not take kindly to Brett Gardner walking around the locker room with pine tar, which was what he used, on his hat, which was a reference, of course, to Garrett Cole. It was so bad, apparently, that Garrett Cole was inconsolable for more than 24 hours. And wouldn't even talk to Brett Gardner and wouldn't allow the moment to pass. And it took more than a day for him to kind of put it aside and move forward. But Brett Gardner's attempt to lighten the mood, I assume this happened in Minnesota. I don't know exactly which town they're in.
I would assume it was right around that time. Yeah.
Yeah. So Brett Gardner trying to lighten the mood on things backfired, and Garrett Cole threw a bleep fit about it.
What does it sound like when Garrett Cole throws a bleep fit? Like, I'm just so curious because he comes across like such an awkward guy. Like, when Garrett Cole is angry and he's mad at Brett Gardner,
yeah.
What does that even sound like?
Well, it sounds like...
what does it sound like? Like you're tickling Kermit the Frog?
Like, I believe it sounds like? A lot like that. Yes.
I mean, what is that? I would love to hear the microphones in that locker room when Garrett Cole's like, you know, Brett, how could you do that? Like, what would it sound like?
I mean, I got to ask Boone about that. I want to get the real story on that.
I wish these stories.
Garrett Cole was, like, no joke, Garrett Cole was livid about it. So Brett Gardner's prancing around the locker room with pine tar on his hat, mocking the situation. And Garrett Cole's like, yo, that's not funny.
Right.
So no one then is allowed to laugh at it because the ace of your staff is pissed off.
Now, does that mean that Gardner's gone next year? Does that mean that Brian Cashman says, well, listen, I don't want to piss off my $300 million man. I got to get Gardy the heck out of here.
And then separate from that, I think it was Bob Klapisch had a story today or yesterday regarding Joey Gallo. So Joey Gallo apparently is incredibly anal retentive when it comes to putting his uniform on. So he lays out his uniform, as the Klapisch story goes, you know, very precisely, right? And he puts it on. Everything's in a certain order, done a certain way. And after he puts his uniform on, if something doesn't feel right, this is not my story. I'm just telling you a story.
Yes.
He takes everything off.
Yes.
And he starts again. Like, you guys wonder why the Yankees didn't beat the Red Sox or even win the division, right? Because you got a bunch of knuckleheads in that locker room.
The best part about the Gallo stuff is, according to Bob Klapisch, who had these two brilliant gems in his article, in which the headline had nothing to do with it. Like, Bob did great reporting here, bringing us the Gallo story, bringing us the Cole story, and the headline was about David Cone. It's like, wait a second. The best part of this story, Bob, is in the middle. But that sometimes Gallo would do it multiple times before he get comfortable.
He would get dressed.
Yes.
He wouldn't feel right. He would get, like, his OCD to the nth degree here, take all his clothes off, no joke, naked, and get dressed again. And if he didn't feel right, he'd get undressed
now,
again.
Here's another element to this story. Joey Gallo never tweets, but he's on Twitter. Joey Gallo hadn't tweeted since he was thanking Texas for his time as a Ranger. Joey Gallo has tweeted. So this got to Joey Gallo, in which he responds to some random person, or I don't want to call this person random, but somebody had a picture of the article with the story about Gallo. Gallo isn't even attached on the tweet. So I don't know, Joey must have searched it. And he tweets, this is what he tweeted. Me: literally gets dressed. Media: yep, that's why he sucks. That's from Joey Gallo.
Because the other part of the story, the Klapisch part of the story, as I understand it, having read it once only, is that because he gets dressed so many times before it's comfortable, he's not fit for New York.
Well, but in fairness,
that was the allegation.
But here's, let me give everybody the facts on this.
Maybe he doesn't dress well in Texas. I don't know.
That's not entirely what happened. Now, you want to get on Klapisch's reporting? That's fine. Here's what he said. One scout asked me rhetorically, does anyone do background checks over there with the Yankees? The implication, of course, is that Gallo wasn't and isn't a match for this market. That's not the media saying it. That's a quote-unquote unnamed scout saying it.
Yeah.
So the blame the media narrative, and by the way, Marcus Stroman retweeted the Gallo thing, same thing.
Everyone did, because it's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. Piling on that this is a media-created story. It was a scout who said,
right,
do they do background checks on the guy?
Making it up. Someone else suggested, hey, do you even,
and by the way,
do you even talk about the guys you trade for?
Here's the truth about Joey Gallo, and I think he knows this, and I think this is sort of a defense of him. If Joey Gallo was awesome, like he produced, we would hear this story and say, isn't that endearing?
Yeah,
look at Joey Gallo.
It's like the millionaire's eclectic, the homeless person is crazy.
Right. Because he hit 155 and was horrific.
Well, let's get him on the show. I don't know what you do all day, Thomas, but can you go get Joey Gallo for the show? He shouldn't be hard to reach. Tell him we want to let him, you know, clear the air.
I mean, he's tweeting about it. Guy never tweets, and he felt compelled to go on Twitter and respond to this story. And look, I think we'd all agree.
We've all been critical of Joey Gallo's play, rightfully so.
Sure. The way he gets dressed has nothing.
Maybe that's why he dropped that pop-up.
No, stop it. Nothing to do with his performance and or his ability to handle New York. No. I will defend Joey Gallo to the hilt.
I still want to get him on the show because maybe it'd be fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd ask him about it just because it's interesting.
Joey, walk us through the dress and redress thing. What are we doing here?
What doesn't feel right, Joey?
It's got to be his jock, right? Wouldn't you think?
I was thinking that.
The jock isn't right. Yeah. I don't know. This clothes I feel uncomfortable in, too, or I'll change.
You get redressed?
Like, I have this one particular Under Armour shirt that for no matter what she does to wash it or dry it or any of that stuff.
Who is she?
I apologize. Whatever my beautiful, amazing wife does
Much
in
better.
Her washing and drying thing.
Right.
Everything else is perfect. Smells great. Looks great. All great. I have this one shirt that has terrible static cling on it no matter what she does to it. I put it on to go to bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wear it.
So you take it off, but you re-put it back on?
I go back to the closet, take it off, and put a different shirt
on. Yeah, but that's different. Joey Gallo takes his uniform off and then I think puts the same one back on.
Yeah.
That's how I'm interpreting
it. And he lays
this.
It out anally, too. Yeah. Like, sock here, sock there. Like, that's crazy. That is crazy. Some of these guys are just flat out nuts, though. You have to accept that. But I love the fact that Brett Gardner tried to make light of the spider tack situation, put some pie tar on his hat, and I guess walked around the locker room going, I'm Garrett Cole.
That's you great. Know?
And Garrett Cole got, like, pissed off.
He's
to the point where he wouldn't speak to Brett Gardner for over a day.
See, that story, I think, can resonate more with your ability to handle the pressure in New York more so than Joey Gallo, because it is a sign of... Has he taking this kind of criticism?
If you can't take Brett Gardner making a joke, then how can you take reading the papers, listening to the talk shows, and hearing what people say about you?
Or how
you
about
can't.
How about people at Fenway Park? What if they start chanting spider tack at you?
Yeah,
is that going to bother you?
By the way, you saw the video of what they did to him in the bullpen before the game.
They were yelling that.
There's one guy in particular, every pitch he threw. I thought this was funny, actually. So Garrett Cole's warming up in the bullpen of Fenway before the wild card game. And there's a guy literally like 2 feet away from him over his shoulder. And the guy's like, that's a ball. That's another ball. Can't throw strikes. You're in trouble.
It's so funny.
It was awesome.
When Garrett Cole, because Garrett Cole apparently after 24 hours finally apologized to Brett. Here's the real question. I don't know if Brett did it. Once Cole apologizes, can Gardner go back to make
fun
of him?
No, you know why you don't? Because you know the guy's sensitive.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if he doesn't like him, yeah, he busts chops. But, like, if I know that you're really sensitive about your pinky nail, I'm making some
You're not going to go back and make
and
fun
you,
of
And we have a whole to-do about it where, like, we may even come to blows on it.
Right.
And then a day later, you're like, look, I'm good. I got past it. But, you know.
You can't go back to it. It's off limits.
I'd have to be a real douche to, like, the very next day, mock you for it.
So you're convinced that after this incident, no one ever put up spider tag to Garrett Cole ever again?
No, there's people that still use the U.S. mail.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be shocked if there are Red Sox fans out there or Yankee haters out there or Yankee fans that just don't like Garrett Cole.
Mailing him spider
100%.
That'd actually be hysterical.
Yes. There's no doubt in my mind that he got some packages filled with spider tech. Yeah. There has to be. Like, because, hey, it's funny to do it.
But I tell you, if you're a Yankee fan, you better pray they come up with some kind of agreement on
stuff you can
use.
Well, there's news on that, too.
They better, because it clearly affected him. Boone can deny it. Everybody can deny it all they want. Not only the results are obvious, but even being as sensitive as he was to Brett Gardner adds to it.
We will get back to the Jet debacle and the Giant win. Woo! But the story that came out of baseball, Bill Madden had it yesterday, and some other guys are doubling down on his report today. Both sides think a lockout, or whatever you want to call it, a work stoppage, starting December 1st, is a lock.
They already canceled the winter meetings.
And they canceled the winter meetings.
That was the first sign of it. So I had gained
December
hope.
1st doesn't mean much yet, but December 1st, there will not be a collective bargaining agreement, meaning baseball's business stops.
Yeah, I think what stinks for us is the business of the offseason that we're all excited about if you're Yankee and Met fans.
We are?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I'm very excited. I think Yankee fans are excited, too. They're expecting big changes.
Sorry about that.
I apologize.
I didn't realize we're all excited about it.
Oh, yeah. So, Big Mac, you excited for the
I'm excited, very excited.
Well, I mean, they'll make an announcement. You'll enjoy that for the day, but we're not doing that, are we?
No, I'm not talking about what we're doing. I'm talking about the excitement of the unknown of the offseason. The Mets need to hire a team president.
That's not exciting.
It's very exciting.
No, I disagree.
Nah, you're wrong.
I don't think people are excited about it. I think people figure they're going to F it up.
Well,
like, who's the next bozo they bring in here?
I mean, that's okay.
Right?
There's a part of the fan base that expects the worst, but I think Met fans and Yankee fans are expecting big moves, and that may be delayed if there's a lockout.
I think I'll give you a Met fan versus Yankee fan.
Go ahead.
Met fan right now is saying, how are we going to F up the next hire?
Right.
Right?
Very true.
What crime is he going to commit within the first 30 days he's here?
Right.
And the Yankee fan is saying, what overpriced righty are we signing this year?
Well, I would paint,
I think that's that all fair. Speaks for a majority.
I will paint the scenario where the baseball offseason becomes awesome. There's a lockout. On March 1st, they settle.
Like,
there have
been
no moves for 3 months and then, or 4 months. And then all of a sudden, like the NFL, like the NBA, where we say the offseasons are great because they happen in a week. In a week.
Well, they better do it before March 1st or else the season's going to start late, right?
Well, that's a possibility.
Like what's the deadline for like mid-Feb? Is that like a drop dead?
If they had it done by March 1st, they could rush spring training. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, they want to play 162. They want to get as many dates in as possible. I think that I don't know what's going to happen because I was gaining hope because there had been no talk about a lockout for so long or negotiations for so long that maybe that was a positive development, but apparently
not. Manfred said on this show in August, he goes, I think we're a lot closer than what a lot of people think.
Yeah, but Rob Manfred has no credibility. Come on.
Well, I mean, he is the commissioner.
Yeah, what does that mean? Does Roger Goodell have credibility?
It depends what he's talking about.
Okay. No? Well, Rob Manfred doesn't have
the commissioner by default better have some credibility or he can't be commissioner.
Well, that's your words, not mine. I mean, that's pretty strong of you, but sure, if you want to go with it, yeah. Hey,
Vinny's in Lindenhurst. Vinny's a diehard Jet fan. Vinny, what do you got?
All right, guys, did you ever hear the story? So a long time ago, there's a father and a son, long-suffering Red Sox fans. The son grows up, has his own son. The grandfather passes away. The Red Sox go through all the trials and tribulations. They're down 3-0 to the evil empire.
Right.
And then they go on to beat the Yankees. Then they go on to win 4 straight in the World Series, and the curse is broken. And the father says to his son, hey, listen, let's go to the cemetery and share this moment with your grandfather.
Okay.
So they go to the cemetery, they sneak over the wall, and all of a sudden a cop comes out of the bushes and says, hey. And the father says, hey, listen, I'm sorry. It's just that I want to share this special moment. The Red Sox just won, finally, with his grandfather, my father. And the cop takes out his flashlight, he shines it along the cemetery, and he says, you think you're the only one here? And the son says, come to the cemetery and visit me. I'm 50 years old. They better come and visit me.
So you got what you got to do is you got to put that in your will. And in your will, you can mandate.
Martin, it's ridiculous. I called up before. The West Side Highway, we were promised. They're going to put a stadium on Long Island. Mm. These Jets, time and time again, they just keep screwing us.
Well, let me just say this. Ridiculous. Sheldon Silver screwed you on the West Side Stadium. So you could blame him. And he's paying his price for all his nonsense right now. So you got that. Long Island, what? I can't speak
to why. Why didn't Woody Johnson agree to be a second-class citizen at MetLife Stadium? You have an answer for that?
That's the question, really.
No, I want to know why.
Well, because he thought they were going to save money.
Okay, well, he's right. Our last caller is right. Now, obviously, winning cures all. If they win a championship, I'm going to be ecstatic. You're going to be ecstatic. But it is pathetic that the New York Jets agreed to play second-class citizen again.
Yes.
You could call it MetLife Stadium all you want. It's Giant Stadium, dude.
Although,
what?
If you saw the Giant game yesterday, they show a quick shot of Sam Darnold walking through the tunnel and onto the field at MetLife Stadium. And right before the tunnel ends, and he puts his first step onto the MetLife Stadium turf, on his right side, even though it was a Giant game, what did he walk past? It was a big Jet logo that said A-G-N-B. And I couldn't believe he was up for a Giant game, because normally they flip all that crap.
Mm.
All gas, no brakes.
Who cares?
No.
That's what you're building
well, that's
up
what
for.
Woody Johnson paid
there was
a
stupid sign that Sam Darnold walked by.
Yeah, yes. Right past the
no
Jet
breaks.
Sign.
Oh, gas, God. Breaks. There's no Jet fan. Well, there's a few, but not a lot of Jet fans feel like MetLife Stadium is our home.
Oh,
it's not.
Gas, no brakes.
Yeah, all gas,
all
no
gas,
break.
No brakes.
All
where
gas,
we going?
No brake.
Thanks,
all
coach.
Gas, no brakes.
Yeah, we just crashed into a wall. It's called the Patriot Wall, 54-13.
As many people on Twitter were saying yesterday, all ass, no brakes.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too.
Which is the new Jet motto.
I feel for our last caller. Think about our last caller. He's 50 years old. He's 50. He doesn't remember, didn't experience the Jet Super Bowl.
Well, neither did I.
Oh, are you 50?
No.
How old are you?
What?
What?
What? What? No one's experienced like that. There's no one alive anymore.
Beningo has.
He's alive.
I just spoke to him. Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm sure he's upset.
Yeah, he was in a jolly mood. Yeah.
Yeah. He still watches football, huh? I don't
he
know
also
why.
Watches baseball. He broke down Jose Altuve with me. I was surprised.
I heard Andrew Catalan during the broadcast yesterday say, and as one Jet fan might put it, oh, the pain. I think it was when the Patriots scored their 48th point of the game. Yeah. So we know what he was talking about.
Yes.
There.
Well anyway, said.
So.
Think about that. How old do you have to be to remember the Jet Super Bowl?
Legit,
you
got
to
be 60. Legit?
60.
Well, I mean, it's been 52 years, so.
Got to be 60.
Young 60s.
Okay,
60s,
so you need to be in the 60s. To remember this.
Yeah.
And ask yourself this question.
Here's the real problem, Evan.
What?
If you're 80, you probably don't remember it. If you're 60 or younger, you don't remember it. So there's a very small group of people between 60 and 80 who remember the Jets winning a title.
And ask yourself this question. Are we going to see one in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years?
Yeah, I'm going small. 10 years. Are we going to see one in 10 years?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I would say we're not seeing one in the next 3 years.
Oh, you think?
10's a long time, Evan. You could get it right.
Can you?
Think about what happens. 10 years from now, who's the best quarterback in the league 10 years from now?
10 years from now?
Is he currently in the league?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, that's probably true. Damn it.
What are you talking about?
Guy plays forever. 54-year-old
Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the league.
Outside of that not happening, do you think the best quarterback in the NFL 10 years from today is currently in the league?
Yeah, I think it's probably Mahomes. Maybe Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Because they're young enough where 10 years from now, they're still playing.
Yeah,
barring
no,
injury, they're definitely in the league.
And they're in their mid to late 30s at that spot, right? Or
if I had to guess right now, oh, you know what? Mahomes is too easy. I'm going to say Herbert is.
I'll do you one better. The amount of money that, like, the contract Pat Mahomes got, $400 million, let's say he actually played that through,
mm-hmm.
He may not want to play after that. Like, what's he playing for? He's not going to break Brady's record.
Yeah, it depends on your love, your love of the game, because once you walk away, it's very tough to come back. You know, you can retire in other businesses and then decide, no, I really love it. I'm going to come back. And you can do that job until you're 60, 70, even 80 years old. Playing professional sports.
Yep. The Jets have not given up 54 points since 1979. And it's the worst Jet loss when you just look at point differential since they lost again to the Patriots 45-3 back in December of 2010. So when you look at the worst of the worst Jet games, historically, all but one of them is against the Patriots. The only other team that put a smackdown on them where they outranked the Patriots is the Jets gave up 551 yards. It's the most they've given up since a game back in 98 against the Niners. Everything else is Pat-related. Worst Jet loss by point differential, Pats in 210, Pats yesterday. 54 points in a game, Pats in 79, Pats yesterday. I mean, it's
and not all Belichick Pats.
Yeah,
that's what's funny about it.
It's unbelievable how badly they own us.
The one that depressed me was 50 points is like a benchmark, giving up 50.
Yeah.
Was the last time they gave up 50 in a game was Richie Kotite's first game coaching the New York Jets in 1995. And I don't know if Boomer talked about it this morning, but he played in that game. And not blaming him.
That was against the Dolphins, right?
It was against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Week one
That's
of the 1995 season. The first game of the Richie Kotite era, and they gave up a 50-burger.
Well,
we have gone 26 years since that moment. We've had many coaches in that moment. A lot of bad ones. First time
you know
they've
the story
given
up 50. Of that game? Boomer's told that story, you know, 50 times because he repeats a lot of stories. That's you know, that's where he threw the ball like backwards to Troy Vincent who turned it for a pick six. So that story is the Dolphins had assigned a boatload of future Hall of Famers, veteran players, to try to get Dan Marino's Super Bowl. All right. Brian Cox, the middle linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Boomer's got a rookie, Wayne Krabet, who he has out wide left. As Boomer tells the story, obviously his story, so he tells it better than me. Wayne Krabet's supposed to come in dumb motion. So Boomer raises his left leg. Krabet's supposed to come in motion. But Wayne, who turned out to be one of the great Jets of all time, of course, is a, you know, is a rookie. He's wide-eyed and toe-tailed rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Krabet's not paying attention because he's staring at the Dolphins sideline, and he can't believe he's on the same field as Dan Marino.
You know what? It kind of makes sense because that was his rookie year, so it's his first ever NFL game.
So
like, okay.
Boomer's raising his left leg. Dumb motion, dumb motion. And Wayne doesn't move because he's staring at Dan Marino. So Boomer's got to yell, Wayne, dumb motion. So the first series goes Hayward. He throws the ball. Vincent returns it. They get up again, and they're totally discombobulated. So this is like one of those things you always wonder about. Can players hear each other like at the line of scrimmage, right? So as Boomer tells the story, Brian Cox comes right up to the ball, looks Boomer dead in the eye and says, you the dumbest mother effers I've ever seen in my life. And they beat him by 50.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that's how that game went.
Those are the stories in Jet history that we love, right? Yep. This is the one other time we lost by 50.
Well, maybe Zach Wilson has the same career that Boomer Esiason had. We'll see. That means one Super Bowl will beat a loss, but a Super
Bowl. That game happened towards the end of Boomer's career. That's not a good comparison.
Oh, all right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.